This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Things are cooking as usual here on the DJV program. Doug is in Doug Steffen, Jay is in Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner. V is in Victoria Keelan here for an overview of what's around the corner, what's up the street, what's around the world, things that are happening. Most important thing in my world right now, the pictures of the two calves that I just posted. You can actually see them, I think, on all three of the Facebook pages that I'm on. At Doug Stewart, is it /Doug Steffen/Eastley Farm/DJV Show, picture of two calves who are sunning themselves in the corral, sort of in the barnyard at the farm. And those are, for those who are unwashed, those are Jersey calves. You see, one of them is lying down, the other one's got her head on top of them. They're very protective of each other. And these calves are about 2 months old, and they get together, they have the herd mentality. They didn't all come from the same place, but they all get together, and it's like kind of, the cows out in the pasture are the same way. I've got cows from lots of different sources this year, and they all just get together. It's kind of cool. All right, save me, Jennifer. What's going on?
Well, there's a story that I think maybe it's an important one, I think, but maybe won't be at the top of the heap because it's not overtly political, and that's what we like to focus on, right? COVID?
No.
And things that are...
Like
that
to focus
really
on the things that are not on the top of the heap.
Overtly political. So the Education Department plans to review an accrediting agency that approved a college with suspected ties to sex trafficking. Now, USA Today was involved with all of this. They did the investigation, and they showed links between massage schools and illicit spas. The American Academy of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine remains accredited, which means its students can take out federal loans or Pell Grants. The Accreditation Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine has approved the college's ability to receive federal money. That's despite a finding last year by the Minnesota Office of Higher Education that the Roseville, Minnesota for-profit college had a theme of prostitution and human trafficking. Great. The state agency ordered the school to close or to find a new owner. The college chose to find a new owner and is now preparing to start its fall semester. The new owner disputes the findings of the Minnesota regulators who blew the whistle on this. So the news of this all came after an inquiry, after a meeting of an advisory committee that was reviewing the accreditor. The Education Department staff had already recommended the agency keep its accreditation power for another year while addressing some of the shortcomings. Can you imagine that? Like, we'll give you another year while you can sex traffic and allegedly, right? They have ties to human trafficking, and they need to have some scrutiny, according to their critics. Five members of the group did not vote on this. Some of the committee members had wanted to include more discussion from the report that came out. But this has become a problem, I think, that is not just in this certain area.
How do you spell corruption?
Yeah, this is a problem, but this is a lot of, especially when we're talking about from the Asian countries, sex and human trafficking is happening, we know, at the border, which remains very much.
But it's been a problem with Asian countries for years.
For years, right. Exactly right.
People just kind of make fun of it. Like, oh, it's a massage parlor. These women are sex slaves.
But isn't that kind of a red flag if you're signing up for this school and it has Oriental in the title? Like, that would tell me don't go here, because clearly this is not a legitimate thing. Anyone who uses that term, like, that just is so bizarre to me.
It isn't, because I grew up on it. We called them Orientals when I was a kid.
But that's what I'm saying. That's so out of date at this point to have the name of a school, of a massage school, have it have Oriental medicine. No one says that. It just, I don't know. To me, that makes it so illegitimate.
They say Eastern medicine now.
Yeah, Eastern or Asian medicine, even.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very interesting, interesting, probably not the right word for it. The fact that it goes on and on and on shows
again,
you the corruption goes to the highest levels.
Yeah, so exactly. They're bringing all these people here, and then they're getting a lot of federal funds to do it. So you can't tell me it's just for the individuals who are
getting it. It's kind of like Fauci sending
tuition.
The money over to the Wuhan laboratory.
We have got to get serious about this. And by the way, when we talk about China, one of the big ways that they come over and spy, and I'm not talking about the Chinese people, of course, but the Chinese Communist government of China, spies on people using education. It's not just in human trafficking.
Yeah, they're coming over here to go to school.
They go to big universities. That's how Eric Swalwell, the congressman from my state of California, fell victim to Fang Fang. She came over as a student and found herself in, you know, started volunteering for
Fang Fang.
Yes, in the inner circle of Eric Swalwell.
Wasn't there a Harvard professor from China who also just got busted?
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
As a spy?
That's what Jenner is saying. These big Princeton, Columbia, they get these people because it's politically correct for these big schools, especially the Ivy League schools, to hire somebody that comes that's diversity. Okay, let's bring in this Chinese professor. Let's bring in this person from Mozambique or wherever.
Right.
You know, yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the Olympics for a moment. In retrospect, how are the medal counts being affected by the fact that Simone Biles is out? She's withdrawn from everything. Mm-hmm. So does that affect psychologically some of our competitors?
I mean,
American.
I don't know. Maybe her team.
Maybe some of her teammates are disappointed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly. Right. I just wondered if that was having an impact at all. The Olympics, are they still relevant, was a question that we dealt with on the DJV download, which you can get at djvshow.com, or in fact, wherever you get your podcast, probably easier if you get, I think we have the Apple thing all straightened out, don't we, Jay? I think we're all set. That was one of the problems earlier in the week. You couldn't, if you had Apple podcast, you couldn't get the podcast, but now I think you can. The Olympic and the focus on Simone and what's going on, plus we have an exclusive conversation about Paris Hilton being pregnant. What's the status? We were talking about Bob Odenkirk. Anybody know what kind of shape he's in? That's
he's
on the
okay.
download.
It was a heart-related issue. Yeah.
It was.
His son made a statement and said he's going to be okay. Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, that's the kind of thing you can hear every day. If you haven't caught up with all the things we're talking about, this is a good way. Sort of the syllabus of the program appears in the DJV download at djvshow.com or, as I said, wherever you get your regular podcasts, other podcasts.
Are you 60-plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low-Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60-plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best price on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60-PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $199, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, here's some food news to think about here at 15 after the hour on the DJV program. Could coffee, veggies, that sort of thing, lower your odds for COVID? Apparently, the answer to that question is yes. You drink coffee, you have more cooked vegetables. They are better for you. There's something in whatever, especially yellow veggies, that lowers your odds of getting COVID-19. What do you think about that, ladies? So are you going to change? What do you? Let's see. Nobody here except Jennifer drinks coffee.
The amount of coffee I drink, I should be safe and sound.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
What yellow vegetables? So corn, peppers? What?
No. Yellow squashes, that sort of thing. The summer yellow vegetables, apparently. But yeah, pumpkin's good for you, squash, you know, butternut squash, that sort of thing. So there you go, coffee. So, Jay, you don't drink coffee. I know Victoria didn't drink coffee, and I don't drink coffee.
I drink coffee sometimes on the weekends. Right, yeah. I just don't drink it midweek. Yeah.
Ew. How does it taste when you don't drink it?
I love coffee.
Really? Do you?
I had to give it up because I loved it too much. I wasn't able to go to sleep at night. I was drinking way too much of it. So I went cold turkey right before I joined this show, which was probably not ideal.
Bad move.
I love coffee. Absolutely.
Krispy Kreme has created an Xbox donut. Donut marking collaboration with Microsoft to celebrate 20 years of Xbox. What's that got to do with Krispy Kreme? What is the Xbox?
Nothing. It's a collaboration. Yeah. What I mean, like mac and cheese has, you know, SpongeBob on the box. Like, there's no connection there either. It's just a collaboration.
I always get so excited when mac and cheese partners with Scooby Doo. I get Scooby Doo characters instead of the noodles, the elbow noodles.
All right, some recalls
clearly
here.
Doug doesn't understand the donut fascination and Xbox.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, I've always had a fascination with donuts, but I am. I resist the urge to have them now because most of them are full of wheat and I'm the gluten-free. Yeah. But, man, when I was younger, I used to eat a donut a day, especially some of the places I work. The guys that always bring in early mornings, they bring in donuts. The newsman always brings in a box of donuts and everybody grabs one. Ugh. And
I feel like Dunkin' Donuts hasn't tasted as good since the 90s when trans fats were banned.
Yeah.
I feel like they just tasted better with trans fat in them. I don't even know what trans fat is, but I just know when they made that change,
any time a product takes it out, you notice it. Isn't it weird?
Right?
Yeah, right.
Potato chips. Yeah, everything.
All right. Grimway Farms recalling 6 carrot products around the country under the brand name Bunny Love, Cal Organic. Grimway Farms. Who would buy anything from a company called Grimway?
I don't know, but Cal Organic is one of the brands that I buy all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big, big name.
Baby carrots, shredded carrots.
My Grim Reaper eggs are pretty good this morning, so.
Good for you, Jennifer. And 3 McCormick seasonings have been recalled for bacteria. Here we go. These are all in 32 states and plus Bermuda and Canada. No illnesses have been found, but somebody tested. I always wonder about that. So why does somebody randomly test something to see
to prevent lawsuits?
What's in it? I suppose. Maybe.
I mean, you have to do your own quality control.
McCormick seasonings the biggest on the market? Would you say
they're
McCormick?
I would say they're definitely the most popular, and they take up the most shelf space.
Shelf space.
So yeah, it's the perfect pinch Italian seasoning, which I think I actually have a bottle of. The culinary Italian seasoning and Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Ranch seasoning. So those are
That's
the three. If you have those, then just make sure, as Doug says, take it back to the store.
Yeah, although, bring it to the
store. I don't remember where I bought stuff 4 months ago, so I don't know.
We'll take a shot at it anyway. Sales of vegan bacon, ladies, on the rise. In 2020, pork bacon sales, $6 billion. In America, plant-based bacon now carving out a space, 25% up over last year, mostly because...
What did they make it out of?
Soy and stuff that's not good for you.
Well, there's one that's... there's one, and the brand name is escaping me, but there's one that Robert Downey Jr. has invested in, and they take the roots of mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then they
season
it.
Bacon. I think that's the one you're talking about.
So there's no soy in that.
Right. Yeah, it's actually kind of fun. It smells good cooking, too, as a matter of fact. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 after the hour here in the universe that is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay is here, Jay Kirshner, with the trending things. So understanding that there are always, it's different categories. How do you decide, because there are so many of these things, Jay, how do you decide what we are going to focus on? How does that make your radar? What's on your radar screen?
I just send a list of what the top trending stories were for the day, and I wait to see what you come up with.
All right. Well,
what order we're going to go in.
I guess what I'm looking at, I have no affinity for Johnny Ventura at all. But you, obviously, the ladies do. He was a merengue. That's a dance, right?
Wait, who is this? I've never heard of him.
Johnny Ventura,
he was a pioneer for merengue, and he's a former mayor of Santo Domingo. He had a few hits in the merengue scene.
You know, it's more funny than anything else. The way
he's
Victoria. Wait a minute, hold on a second. The way Victoria says, wait, what? Who? It's just that, it's that.
Well, because you just said that all three of us have an affinity for this guy, and I'm like, I've never even heard of him, so he's 81
well,
years old.
I'm figuring that I'm the one who doesn't know
you
who this guy
know
is.
You should know who he is. He's 81.
Oh,
yeah. That's why I added this one. I thought
criteria.
That you were going to know
him. If he's an old fart, then I know who he is.
I would
okay.
think so, especially a merengue.
What do you mean by that? What is that supposed to mean, merengue?
I can see you, like, trying to merengue with
me? Are you kidding?
I don't even know what a merengue is.
What? You never watched Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, which one is it? Is that
it's the one where they move their hips around?
I hate Dirty Dancing. I hated that.
What?
Yes, I know. All right, I'm not the.
This
right
is
person.
Turning into a free for all. All right, Jay. Let's get back to what's trending. What's going on with South Park? That looks like something we can all.
Now that's more in my wheelhouse.
The creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone are trying to become the new owners of Casa Bonita, a Mexican restaurant, like a massively huge Mexican restaurant in Colorado that they grew up on. They loved it. They featured it on the show. The restaurant filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy in April. So they are trying to get it so that they can reopen it and make it better than ever. And they were even saying that while it was still open, the food was really going downhill. So they want to make sure that the food is still really good. But this thing is huge. It has an arcade, a cave, a waterfall that has cliff divers, different attractions. The restaurant originally opened in 1974.
All right. I'm going to ask this because somebody's liable to say, huh, you don't know who this is? What's the matter with you? Ruby Rose.
Oh, you know who she is. You've seen her in movies. She was in, she has very, very short cropped hair. She was in John Wick, I think. A lot of tattoos, kind of plays a badass. You've commented that she's too thin.
Oh, is she the one that was in that movie with Daniel Craig?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah,
I
okay,
know.
No, yeah, yeah.
But you've seen her because you've commented in the
right. You know, she doesn't need a hamburger. Yeah.
Ew! Stop saying hamburger for vegans.
What do you want me to say? Bacon.
You don't even eat hamburgers.
Okay, so ice cream needs ice cream.
Sure, that's fine.
All right. So what's the problem with her, Jay?
She was hospitalized following complications from a surgery. She didn't exactly say what the surgery was, but that she had to have a procedure, and everything was fine. Surgery went well, and then a few complications arose, and she called an ambulance to take her to the emergency room, and they ended up driving around for hours because they couldn't find a hospital that would admit her.
Oh.
Why? Why wouldn't they admit her?
Too many people. It's out in California, a lot of COVID cases, so a lot of hospitals just were not taking people. And
is that you? Really? Jennifer, is that going on in California?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Driving around in an ambulance to find a hospital? That sounds illegal.
That happened during COVID.
Really?
She said she was lucky enough to get...
Go ahead, Jay. Sometimes they won't take you when you call an ambulance. They won't take you to certain hospitals, but that's strange.
They basically had to have a standoff before one of the hospitals would accept her, and she was saying.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Senate has voted to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan. Acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts, once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package.
To celebrate not only a long overdue, much needed investment in our infrastructure, an investment that administration after administration has called for, but that has not been delivered to the American people, but also to celebrate bipartisanship.
Japanese officials sounded the alarm Thursday as Tokyo reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day, with the Olympics well underway. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Delta surge could soon be over. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces in areas with high levels of COVID transmission. This applies even if you're vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb says we may be nearing the end of the wave of infections. The former FDA commissioner tells CNBC that the U.S. may soon be following the trajectory that the U.K. has experienced.
We were probably about 3 weeks behind the U.K. The U.K. clearly is on a downslope. They've seen an uptick in the last day, but they've seen a sustained trend over the last week of declining cases. I would expect some of the southern states that really were the epicenter of this epidemic to start rolling over in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, the problem is that this is a big country, and we're going to see the epidemic sweep across the country in different portions at different times.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Florida man was definitely not mad when his dog's barking woke him up in the middle of the night. He says those barks saved him from a raging fire. Lisa McDonald, a spokesperson for Orange County Fire Rescue.
So the homeowner should definitely thank his pet for waking him up.
Oh, she's my hero. I love my dog and, you know, it's amazing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Say it again, Doug. Right back at it here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm hanging out with people who oftentimes prove that they are better than I am, and I think that's a great way to live your life. Hang around with people who are better than you, smarter than you. Surround yourself with losers, and you're a loser. Surround yourself with people who are smart. Friends, hang out with people who are better than you in many ways. And then their standards become part of what you, how you live and what you are. How do you like that, ladies, for an idea?
Or you can hang out with lowlifes and feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. All right, so Olympic medals and some of the realities, Victoria, that are confronting all the people who are involved, the medals themselves. What are they doing with the medals?
Well, one of the things that's trending, and we've been seeing this for a while now, when the Olympic athletes win medals, you know, they always take that now sort of famous picture of them taking a bite out of the medal.
Yeah. Why? I don't get that.
I know. And so
it's stupid.
The reason this is trending is because apparently this has become so now just the norm with every athlete. And so the official Tokyo 2020 Twitter account had to put out a tweet saying, quote, "We just want to officially confirm that the Tokyo 2020 medals are not edible." Like, okay. Then they added, then they added, our medals are made from material recycled from electronic devices donated by the Japanese public, so you don't have to bite them, but we know you still will. And so apparently weird. it's become an obsession with the photographers. It's the shot that they think is iconic, so they're kind of forcing the athletes into doing these weird, into these weird poses. But to me, I would not take a bunch of recycled metal, God only knows what's in it, and put that in my mouth. Sorry.
I know. That's and even then, like, happening. Just the amount of people that probably touched the metal.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yuck.
Yeah, it's gross.
All right. Well, listen.
Dennis everywhere probably cringe watching people do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about how many teeth are broken under that circumstance, right?
Yeah.
You do that kind of stuff. I remember there was something that was tested. My grandfather used to do that, and it was with some coins, tested to see if it was real. I remember once he broke his tooth.
Yeah, but wasn't that back in the day because there was actual... Like in a nickel, there like the metals that correspond. Like there was enough copper in a penny. Like there was a certain percentage, right? And so I remember reading something about this. If a coin, I think it was the nickel. If you could bite into it, it should have been soft, and that showed that it was real.
Yeah.
Right. That it was authentic. But biting into nickel, not a good thing.
No, probably not for a lot of different reasons. Nickel in your body, a lot of metals in your body, not good for you. You need to take chelation and get the stuff out of your mercury, things like that that get into your body. Iron, there's only so much iron you should have in your body. Women I know who go through heavy periods often take supplements, right, to restore the iron to their body because when it bleeds, it's not good for you. But too much of any of these metals bad for you. Victoria's Secret leaning into...
What is it, Victoria? Oh,
I know, right?
Yeah, what's your secret, Victoria?
Come on.
Never been asked that before.
Haven't you?
Sure.
Right. Victoria's Secret has... Well, they're trying to stay relevant, right? They're trying to stay in business. Isn't that what they...
All of the above. They're trying to stay afloat. They're trying to stay relevant. They're...
And are they?
Right now.
Is this in your mind or any of you when you look at the new... They're specializing in athletic leisure wear, also called athleisure. So what is that doing for them? Anything? Much? Yes? No?
We don't know yet. It's brand new. It just launched. So they have three different categories. They have the live category, which is basically like loungewear. They have the flow, which is for low-impact yoga. And then they have sweat, which is gear with compression and moisture-wicking fabric. So that's more for like Pelotons or HIIT classes, things like that. They're trying to be more inclusive. They have extra small to extra, extra large in size ranges. It's very well priced. They have three different athletes. They have a yoga instructor, they have an Olympic freestyle skier, and then they have a professional ballerina are the three women that they're focusing on.
They're trying to compete because there are a lot of brands that are now going into workout wear because people are just more casual now, wearing it more, work from home. It seems like almost every retail shop that you go into now has some kind of workout wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, whether that's the payoff for them, I don't know if I think of Victoria's Secret and I go, that's where I'm going to go buy some leggings. I think of them, and I don't know if they're misfiring here. Instead of doing a really good job on bras and panties, which I think their quality has declined over the last couple of years.
And the size inclusion is awful.
Yeah, and so I think maybe, especially for the well-endowed amongst us, I mean, I think that it would be... Smart for them maybe to focus on that because they already.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So
I think Jen's totally right. If they had just gotten rid of, the everybody needs to be a stick figure walking down the runway, if that had become less of the focus and more on inclusivity of sizes, I mean, I can't walk into a Victoria's Secret store and buy a bra that fits. They don't even carry my size in the store.
No.
You have to order it online. Like it's some sort of shameful thing.
And
you can't try anything on.
Is that they own the brand in lingerie, in bras and underwear. No one thinks that Victoria's Secret to go buy, stuff to go do to work out in. So why not just get really good at doing what they're already known for? I think this might be a misfire. I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to stay relevant, but everyone else is doing athleisure.
How much of this stuff is bought online?
You know.
How do you buy a bra online? It's like me. I can't buy shoes online.
It's difficult to buy a bra in a store, for that matter. I mean, now they've gotten a little bit better about some of the stores will actually offer, like, measuring, because each line is different. So it's not like if you're one size in one line, it's not like you're going to be that size all the time in something else. So
this is going to sound, I don't know how it's going to sound, but I'm thinking it, so I'm going to ask it. The need to wear a bra. Where does it start and where does it begin? Do you have to, in business, can you go braless if you work in an office?
It depends on your size.
I could not, no.
Yeah,
no.
It depends on your
personal
size.
Personal choice.
Yeah.
Say that again, Jay?
Personal choice, probably.
Yeah.
But I I don't know any big-breasted lady who has ever made the choice to go braless at work. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not just that, but when you have big boobs, you need support because it does hurt.
It does hurt
if they're not supported.
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
And do the wires that are underneath them, don't they hurt? Isn't there some new way of doing it?
They poke into you.
If it's an ill-fitting bra, yes. Or if it's getting old. But do you guys remember when Victoria's Secret had clothes? I remember shopping online for, Moda.
The clothes were really nice, actually.
Their tops were, I loved their tops.
And then they got rid of swimwear, which to me, that was my lifeline. I bought all of my swimsuits from Victoria's Secret, and for whatever reason, they dumped that, too. I think Jen's right.
Get better at doing what they're known for. Why rebuild a whole new brand of stuff when you already have the most powerful brand in lingerie? I mean, who else thinks of anything else but Victoria's Secret? So just make it better.
But hold on a second. How much swimwear does the average woman buy? I think of what I have two pairs of swimming trunks, and that's it.
It's much easier.
And I've had them for years.
Bottom line, I have a lot of bathing suits. I have some at my dad's house because he has a pool, and I'll go over there and swim. Some at my house. I try not to use my nice bathing suits. I save those for vacation.
Really?
I wear the tanning appropriate suits at my dad's house. I mean, it's like he's got multiple things.
Okay. Good to know. There's speaking of retail stuff, what you buy in the store versus what's online, I noticed that a lot of retailers are now trying to fight theft. I'm amazed at the amount of stuff that actually gets out of stores, like Black & Decker drills and things that you can buy in a big retail box store, things from Best Buy that make it out the door that people... I thought whenever something wasn't paid for, it would bing, bing, bing when you go through the door. But apparently that's not the case anymore, right?
I guess not on the store.
Yeah, and, you know, in states like California where we've reduced penalties for stealing and shoplifting, you can steal $100,000 worth of stuff and it's a misdemeanor and no one even comes at you. There's a video that's out right now of these ladies who went into CVS and just started putting all their stuff in their cart and they just walked right out. I had a friend who stopped me and said, you know, I was at the grocery store the other day. She was at a Ralph supermarket, which is owned by Kroger. And she said, I was in the store. And people started screaming in the front, he's stealing. And this guy just walks out with a whole cart full of groceries. And the store said, we are not allowed to go after this guy. We'll get fired if we go after this guy.
Good God.
Really?
I mean, yes.
Unbelievable.
So, it's gotten so crazy where people, at least in California where the laws have been changed so much, they're letting people just go. There was a guy who got shot and killed over a case of beer because two young guys walk into his Rite Aid store. They take the beer. They start walking out. He goes, wait a second. That's my beer.
You buy beer in a Rite Aid store?
Yeah, they turned around and they shot him dead. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And the value of life, too, when you think about that. Oof.
That's gone. And so now people are, and security guards and people who work in stores are like, I'm not going to put myself at risk. I'm not going to put my job at risk.
What's the point of even having a security guard? What's the point? Of having a guard at all.
Call the police, probably. That's
What's the point? All right, there are a lot of things. I want to talk about Jeopardy this week as we have people wondering how LeVar Burton is doing, but apparently there's some other controversy about some guy who's not, we'll talk about it in a moment, 45 after the hour. Don't forget our new Zodiac Magic podcast that's a focus on astrology, how the stars affect you every day of the week. A podcast that will get a lot of attention. Also, psychic connections with people who know how to understand what's going on in your mind and what spirit is in store for you. If you like that sort of thing, you'll love the Zodiac Magic podcast. Find it on Twitter, Zodiac Mad Pod, Website is ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, but you can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, so... LeVar Burton is not isn't burning the house down, apparently. He's not doing what people wished he would do. He's not doing that well. He seems very nervous. But he's not the focus. Apparently, this guy, Matt Amodio, is that how you pronounce his name? A-M-O-D-I-O, who's a PhD student from New Haven at Yale. The people on social media, Jay, are not impressed. They like his skills and his knowledge, but apparently he's just a real jerk. He's been on the show this week. Anybody watching? Is he another Ken Jennings?
Has
been some of the stuff.
I have a DVR. I just haven't had a chance. I'll watch some of it today. I don't know. I know that, unfortunately, he's LeVar Burton's,
apparently.
That's the word that's been used. He's the most annoying contestant Jeopardy's ever had.
Oh, contestant. Oh, not LeVar Burton. Oh,
no, it's not. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put the. Okay. I'm just saying the relative attention given to Jeopardy this week because of LeVar Burton being one of the most anticipated hosts to try out to be the host of the program permanently. But this guy's on this week and he's apparently really annoying, right?
Yeah, they
Jay?
Say he's annoying. But I'd also heard a story, and this was a headline I saw, that Patrick Pierce, who was on this week, the first day that LeVar started hosting, was, and he's from Fountain Valley in California, he's a product specialist. I guess he set the record for the lowest amount of money earned. He was negative $7,400, which broke the previous record.
Does that mean he has to write a check to the program?
Negative $6,800. No, I don't think so. That'd be great.
I owe Jeopardy $6,400. That's how bad a contestant I am. That would really be something, though, wouldn't it? Okay, you lose on a game show and you got to pay them to get out the door. Ha ha! All right, it's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now, 800-998-7173, 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For questions for Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview of important questions from some of the research that Ken has done, some of the questions that listeners have. For example, there is a, I like to always look at the Journal of the American Medical Association for clues. I see there's a new test that looks at those who might be at risk for glaucoma. Can we talk about what glaucoma is first, Ken? Different from cataracts, what is it that affects the vision in your eyes? And as you get older, what are you likely to confront? And what does this test show?
One of the important reasons to preserve for going on probably an annual basis to see an eye doctor for prevention is to let them measure the pressure in the eye, your intraocular pressure. And just like the, you know, cardiologists measure the blood pressure, the ophthalmologists measure the pressures in the eye, the so-called intraocular pressure. And when this goes up, it causes glaucoma, and that can, over time, harm, ruin your vision. And it can be treated with medication, often with drops in the eyes, and it's very important to keep that intraocular pressure normal. And exciting, a breakthrough, it appears that there's a genetic test by testing either saliva or blood. It was announced this week, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the ophthalmology edition. Testing either saliva or blood and looking for these markers, you can actually determine who is at high risk. Most of the people who are at high risk for getting glaucoma. So these people can be screened even more aggressively. It's an exciting breakthrough. And talk to your eye doctor about it. They probably don't even yet know about it unless they've been involved in this research. But I think it's going to be coming to our local eye doctors in the near future.
Mm-hmm. What's the age that this affects? The early end, the lower end, people in their 40s, 50s?
Yeah, exactly. Beginning of middle age, it's good. You know, the eye doctor will begin to check you.
I still consider myself middle-aged. You?
Well, you have a unique definition.
Thank you. All right, next. What about what you eat? Can drinking certain things, eating certain things, lower your odds of getting COVID? Is this a question about the impact of your immune system? Because we all know that the better you eat, the stronger and supplements and stuff, the stronger your immune system. So how does this play with regard to the COVID?
Well, there's a publication this month in the medical journal Nutrients that actually looked to see what people are doing in their lifestyle regarding their diet and doing better against COVID. And it looks like they've identified eating vegetables and drinking coffee seem to have some protective effect. This study was not powered to figure out the mechanism, just to make the observation. And we also know in medicine that a correlation is not necessarily cause and effect. There may be some other thing that people who eat a lot of vegetables, drink some coffee do that is protective. But nevertheless, it's an interesting observation. And a little bit of coffee seems to be better, but it can be too much. Still, stay under 400 milligrams of caffeine per day and you'll be fine. And just consume those vegetables.
I saw something that I thought I'd bring to your attention, a study suggesting that two-thirds of romantic couples start as friends. This is something psychological, but I think it also, if you're more friends you have in your life, the healthier you're going to be. Is that a strong assumption that seems to have roots?
I saw that article, and I think that the authors found it a surprising conclusion in that study, feeling that most of us feel that our platonic relationships never get any further, that once we're in the friend zone, we're forever in the friend zone. But this academic study, scholarly study, shows that actually many of us come out of the friend zone and move to the more romantic zone from being friends. So if you still have that hope with that special friend of yours, this study shows keep the hope, because there really is a lot of hope.
Get the download every week, the DJB Health Show download, Dr. Ken and all of the things that he studies research-wise. If you miss anything, you can check out the website, djbhealthshow.com, and see listed in order all of the things that we've talked about with Ken and Jack. It's all there as a public service, at your service, and on your side. That's what we are here. Podcast at DJB Health Show, or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Ken and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.